الله ان الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وبعد إن شاء الله brothers. Can you please move up so that some brothers can get by for the they can't walk in front of the people who are praying? Allah you better fiqh. And may Allah bless you. In the past, brothers and sisters, from this minbar, we have heard the khutbahs on different subjects, some of them about speech and silence, some of them about knowing the facts, some of them about the honor of our brothers and sisters in Islam. Today we'd like to talk about a specific subject among those subjects, and we'd like to give an actual story after mentioning some ayat from Allah's book and some of the authentic hadith from our beloved Prophet alayhi salatu salam. And I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you are listening closely to the story that we're going to present that actually happened. This is an actual story. Before mentioning the story, we'd like to mention a hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the authority of Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu anhu, who said, "Qultu ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, man najatu." He said, I said, O Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is salvation? And some of you may be saying, well, I've heard this khutbah before, and I've heard these hadith before, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, al-zikra tanfa'u al-mu'mineen, that a reminder benefits the believers. So Uqba ibn Amir, radiallahu anhu, he said, Ya Rasulullah, man najatu, what is salvation? And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, amsik lisanak. Amsik lisanak. Hold on to or guard your tongue. Wal yasa'ka baytuk. And make your house spacious. And lastly he said, wabki ala khati'atika. Rawahu Tirmidhi. And lastly he said, and cry or weep over your sins. Cry or weep over your sins. This afternoon, inshallah, brothers and sisters in Islam, we'd like to talk about specifically, because we've talked about it in general, one of those sins of the tongue. Because this instrument, as we have mentioned in the past, and we definitely need to reemphasize and reiterate the danger of this particular part of our bodies, that the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if anything needs to be incarcerated the most, it is the tongue. If anything needs to be locked up the most, it is the tongue. Today we'd like to specifically talk about two or three different types of sins of the tongue. And then next week, inshallah, we'd like to bring home the same type of action in a positive sense. But today, inshallah, it is the negative aspect of this thing which makes it a sin, which is al-ghibah, البهد and النميمه, backbiting, slandering and carrying tales. I remember one day approximately 14 years ago or more, maybe 16 years ago, I was sitting with one of our imams, one of our sheikhs of this area, Muhammad Hilmi Hafizahullah, and he was reading to us an article in one of the newspapers in Arabic. It was an article about two young Muslim men. Obviously, may Allah preserve and protect them and forgive them of their sins. Obviously, they made a great mistake. One of the young men was walking through Journal Square and he met a very pretty young lady. This is an actual story. He met a pretty young lady and he talked to the young lady and she led him home to supposedly meet her family. The other brother stood in front of the building. 15 minutes went by, a half hour went by, an hour went by. The brother became upset and he became alarmed and worried. He went upstairs because he had known the apartment number. He was told the apartment number. He went upstairs, rang the doorbell, and the young lady's little brother came to the door with blood dripping down his face, blood on his lips and his tongue, no more than 5 years old, with a bone in his hand with flesh on the bone. The brother broke into the apartment and found his friend of just an hour before that, body dismembered in pots. They were cooking and eating his body. They were cooking and eating his body. It was some tribe from some place that practiced cannibalism. Now those of you who have just sighed and moaned and said subhanallah, wallahu akbar, or whatever you said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his glorious book, لا يغتب بعضكم بعضا أيحب أحدكم أن يأكل لحم أخيه ميتا فكرهتموه واتقوا الله إن الله تواب رحيم. Neither backbite one another. Allah orders us to stay away from this. Would you love to eat the flesh? Would any of you love to eat the flesh of his dead brother? You would abhor it. So abhor the other one, Allah is saying. And keep your duty and fear Allah, for surely Allah is Tawwabur Rahim, the one who accepts repentance and the one who is merciful. The way that you felt about somebody you don't even know, whether he was Muslim or not, Allah is giving you this example in his book. So how in the world, as reprehensible, as abhorrible as this story that you just heard was to your ears and your heart and to the depths of your very soul, how is it that you can get on the telephone or otherwise and backbite your brother and sister in Islam? How is it? Think about this person that came to the door 5 or 6 years old with the blood of a Muslim on his lips, not figuratively, literally, with the literal bone of the brother in his hand and the flesh on his teeth. How in the world, after hearing that and you moan and sigh, you could go behind your brother after hearing this khutbah or your sister after hearing this khutbah and backbite them? Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already told you, فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ, you would hate it. But in actuality, brothers and sisters, you don't hate it. In actuality, you love it. And the proof that you love it is that you join people, you exhort people, and you encourage people to join you in your backbiting. You invite people to actually talk about someone, come listen to this, while you're backbiting that individual. So brothers and sisters in Islam, today's khutbah is not once again for your entertainment. I'm requesting, I'm begging you, in the name of Allah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, that when you leave this khutbah after you say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah to the left, that you immediately start practicing this virtue of holding your tongue and stay far, far away from this heinous sin that is of the major type of backbiting and slandering and carrying tales. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا أَصْبَحَ بْنُ آدَمُ فَإِنَّ الْأَعْضَاءُ كُلَّهَا تُكَفِّرُ اللِّسَانُ وَتَقُولُ اتَّقِ اللَّهَ فِينَا فَإِنَّمَا نَحْنُ بِكَ فَإِنْ اسْتَقَمْتَ اسْتَقَمْنَا وَإِنْ اعْتَوَجْتَ اعْوَجْنَا. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the son of Adam gets up in the morning, and that's all of us, that Allah didn't cause to die today, alhamdulillah. When all of you get up, the son of Adam, the children of Adam, no matter what color you may be, you are all children of Adam. When any one of you of the children of Adam gets up in the morning, his body parts request his tongue, saying, fear Allah regarding us. Fear Allah regarding the body parts. Because we follow you. We follow what? We follow your tongue. Your body parts follow your tongue. If you are right, we, meaning all the body parts, shall also be right. وَإِنْ اِعْوَجَجْتَ اِعْوَجَجْنَا. And if you are crooked and wrong, then all of us, the body parts, are crooked and wrong. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we want our body parts to be straight. We want our body parts not to be crooked. And the way that we can do this is to straighten out this little 2.5 or 3 or however many inches piece of flesh that we have between our jawbones. If we don't straighten it out, brothers and sisters in Islam, then all of our body parts are going to be crooked, and we are going to fall into that sin that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes of the major sins in Islam, which is al-ghiba, saying something about your brother, dishonoring your brother in his presence or otherwise, if it wasn't true. And if it is true, then it is worse, which is slander. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, to give us an example of how riba is, he said, الرِّبَى ثَلَاثَةٌ وَسَبْعُونَ بَابًا. Riba consists of 73 categories. أَيْسَرُهَا مِثْلُ أَن يَنْكِحَ الرَّجُلُ أُمَّهُ وَلِعَذُ بِاللَّهِ. The lowest of the riba, not the worst, the least of the riba, as we've said in many khutbahs and lectures before, is like a man having sex with his own mother. The least. But now look what's worse than having that. Look what's worse than that. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes on and says, وَإِنَّ الْأَرْبَى الْرِبَى عِرْضُ الرَّجُلِ الْمُسْلِمِ. And the worst, highest meaning the worst type of riba, is to slander the honor of your Muslim brother. Worse than having sex with your own mother. Can you imagine this, brothers and sisters? Can you think of anything worse than that? Just think about it for a while, brothers. Let me be silent for maybe a few seconds. And you think about having sexual intercourse with your own mother. And now that you've thought about that, think about what's worse than that. Slandering your brother. You know the story is not true. Or you may not know the whole story, and you carry the tale anyway. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has warned us, brothers and sisters in Islam. Allah says, وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ الْعِلْمِ إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرُ وَالْفُؤَادِ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not speak of that which you have no knowledge. For surely, as-sama', your hearing, your basr, your sight, and your hearts, all of it, you're going to be held responsible for. All of it you're going to be held responsible for, brothers and sisters. So try to incarcerate this tongue, brothers and sisters, and stay far away from al-ghiba. Stay far away from al-buhd, slander. Stay far away from carrying tales. It is sufficient proof for a person to be considered a liar that he conveys everything that he hears. This is the statement of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers and sisters in Islam, He has explained to us on the tongue of His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, لَمَّا عُرِجَ بِي مَرَرْتُ بِقَوْمٍ لَهُمْ أَظْفَارٌ مِّن نُحَاسٍ يَخْمِشُونَ وُجُوهَهُمْ وَصُدُورَهُمْ فَقُلْتُ مَنْ هَؤُلَاءِ يَا جِبْرِيلِ قَالَ هَؤُلَاءِ الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ اللَّحُومَ النَّاسِ وَيَقَعُونَ فِي أَعْرَاضِهِمْ رواه أبو داود. The Prophet said, on the night of ascension, I passed by some people who had copper nails, and they were clawing and scratching their faces and their chests. The Messenger of Allah was shown this horrible scene while making the Mi'raj. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ascended him, Allah showed him some of these things. People who had copper nails made out of brass, and they were clawing their own faces, the flesh on their faces and their chests. And then he said, Ya Jibreel, O Jibreel, who are these people? And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without even knowing who they are, to protect us from this punishment. Who are these people? And he said, they are the people who eat the flesh of human beings and disgrace them. They are the people who make ghiba. They are the people who make slander, buhd. They are the people who talk about their brother and their sister behind their backs and disgrace them, whether it is true or not. Whether it is true or not. As the Prophet ﷺ said about those individuals who did this, and he said that they have already eaten, and I swear by Allah, I see the flesh on your teeth. This is what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Brothers and sisters in Islam, when you find yourself around somebody, Muslim, slandering or backbiting their brother, your brother, our brother and sister in Islam, you have the duty to stop them immediately. If you get on the phone, brothers and sisters, and somebody is talking about somebody, and your brother and sister of Islam are absent, then I am asking you and begging you, with proof from Allah, which we'll give next week, inshallah ta'ala, that you should use that conference call three-way line and call up that person and say, just a minute, let me put you on hold. And say that again now. Say what you just said about this brother. That's what we should start doing. Immediately practicing it today. From me up, because I'm not so high, from me up to you, all of us. When somebody starts talking about brothers and sisters in your presence, you have the duty to stop them. This is backbiting. You should warn them. Because if you don't, you are part of the crime, brothers and sisters. You are part of this crime. You are part of this major sin that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says you would abhor it. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعض. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book, brothers and sisters in Islam, تعاونوا على البر والتقوى ولا تعاونوا على الإثم والعدوان. Help one another in righteousness and piety, and do not help one another in sin and transgression. This is a direct order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the first part of this verse, and it is a direct order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to stay away from the haram of any sort whatsoever. وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْعِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. And do not help one another in sin and transgression. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we have the responsibility to assist each other in all those things that are good, and to stop the oppressiveness, the oppression on ourselves and our brothers and sisters in Islam, by stopping in its tracks this dangerous sin and disease of backbiting. In addition to this, those of us who are weak, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us strong. Those of us who put ourselves in compromising positions, not caring about attracting suspicion to ourselves. وَإِيَّاكَ وَالظَّنِ. Beware of suspicion. This not only means you being suspicious of your brother and sister in Islam, but this also means we shouldn't put ourselves in a situation where we are made to look suspicious, so that individuals can fall into the trap of backbiting us or slandering us. We should keep ourselves far away from these situations, brothers and sisters. For as the scholars of Islam have said, أَذْظَنُّ غِيبَةُ الْقَلْبِ, that suspicion is the backbiting of the heart. That suspicion is the backbiting of the heart. So if you continue to put yourselves in situations which look cloudy, that have shubuhats around them, things that are vague, and you may have been innocent, then you are partially guilty, because you should have stayed away from anything that would make your character be suspect, so that the person won't be able to fall into the sin of slandering your name and your honor. Brothers and sisters in Islam, those of you who are hearing my voice, I am begging you in the name of Allah to incarcerate your tongues, brothers and sisters. Incarcerate your tongues. Keep your tongues to yourselves. وَبْكِي خَطِيئَتِكَ وَبْكِي خَطِيئَتِكَ, and weep over your sins. Because for surety, brothers and sisters, this tongue is going to get you in trouble. It's going to get you in trouble, and it's going to cast you, may Allah forbid, into a hellfire that is a bottomless pit. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us far away from al-ghiba, from backbiting. Saying the things about our brother in his absence that if he heard it, he would dislike it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us far away from slander. Saying things about our brother and sister that is not true. Things that are just made up, that we don't have any knowledge about. And we also ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Rabb, Ya Rabbana, O our Lord, we ask you to keep us far away from carrying tales. Far away from when we hear certain things in the privacy of our homes or in the offices or wherever we may be, that we don't carry those tales with the niyyah or without the niyyah of causing fitna among the Muslimun. There are some things that are best left unsaid. You don't have to carry every tale that you hear. Keep it to yourself sometimes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you and cover your sins, those of which nobody knows after him but you. And if you want this, brothers and sisters, stay away from these sins of backbiting and slander and tale carrying. Because these are things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's prophet said. There are three things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates for you. One of them, he said, was qila wa qal. He said, she said, they said, I heard this, I heard that. Please stay away from it, brothers and sisters. Stay away from this backbiting. Stay away from this slander. Stay away from carrying these tales. Keep your tongues locked up 24 hours, except for the remembrance of Allah, the zikr of Allah, salah, reading Quran, making tasbih, making tamheed, and calling people to the way of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.